When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Getting ready for the Kings and the Nuggets. De'Aaron Fox is at the latest word. He is out. All right. Word has it that he will not play tonight. And I don't think the Kings are going to win this game tonight, even with De'Aaron Fox. But I think they might get blown off the court tonight without De'Aaron Fox. So he went through his pregame routine and unfortunately not good enough. So he will sit out tonight. You got to hope that the Kings can win one of these next two games after the debacle 48 hours ago at home against the Denver Nuggets or against the Miami Heat. So no Fox tonight. That's the word out of Denver. The Kings will be shorthanded against a team that they are 3-0 against. That's not a Denver team they're going to see tonight. They're going to see the full Denver team tonight for the first time this year. Okay? That means all five starters. That means Jamal Murray. Okay? And I got to believe that the Denver Nuggets, okay, who are the defending world champs, are going to try to let Sacramento know that, you know what? You're not better than us. You're not going to beat us, because that could very well be a first-round matchup. Now, Kings have to make the playoffs first, and I've been very consistent about this. Because of the new format of making the playoffs, if you're not 1-6, you got to earn your way in with the play-in tournament. And I don't have a crystal ball any more than you do, but it looks like in order to get into the playoffs as a play-in team, you're going to have to go through either the Warriors or the Lakers. And that's not a recipe for success, in my opinion. All right? You know, if you got to beat the Warriors or the Lakers in a winner-take-all game, I don't like your chances, regardless of what the team is, okay? Regardless of which team that is, I don't think you're making the playoffs. I just don't. So Fox is out tonight. No De'Aaron Fox. And the Kings will be shorthanded. And, all right, so Denver was shorthanded in the previous meetings. Jamal Murray missed two of the games. And the Kings won. I expect Denver to roll the Kings off the floor tonight. I personally think this game could be an absolute blowout. Don't forget, we've got the pregame show over on my YouTube channel. If you don't like that, coming up at the bottom of the hour with Ryan and Sacktown. So I'm only going to do a 30-minute show today, because I'm going to then clear the platform for many of you that like to watch us on YouTube, Ryan's pregame show. You'll be able to watch him coming up at 5:30. Jerry Reynolds joins us at intermission, and then I'll be on with Ryan on the post-game show. All right, so you know what that means. Get in, raise your hand, and we'll get to your questions. We can talk about whatever you want as the Kings, currently in seventh in the West, start a very, very difficult two-game road trip. This is going to be challenging, to say the least. And again, I think tonight could get very ugly. I really do. I wouldn't be surprised if the Kings hung around for a while, but I'll tell you this, okay? I will be shocked, not surprised. I will be shocked if the Kings win this game tonight. Shocked. Not surprised. Shocked. All right? Denver is looking at this game in a different light, all right? Because of the way the Kings have played them this year. You're going to see the A version of the Denver Nuggets tonight. All right, let me get you caught up on a couple of scores that you're going to keep your eye on. Indiana is hosting New Orleans. and they're already up 12 points. It is 28-16 in Indiana with 2:35 left in the first. The Mavericks, who lost that buzzer beater against the Cavs, are in Toronto 32-27 with 1:25 left in the first. Other games tonight, Grizzlies at Minnesota. That's who the Kings play next coming up on Friday. The Lakers are taking on the Clippers. The Clippers are the home team. So there you have it. All right. Don't forget, pregame show coming up in a little bit with Ryan in Sacktown. And the standings. All right. Look like this in the Western Conference. Fifth is New Orleans. Sixth is Phoenix. Seventh is Sacramento. Eighth is Dallas. Now, the important thing here is New Orleans, Phoenix, and Sacramento are even in the loss column. Dallas is one back of those teams in a loss column with 25. So if the Pelicans lose tonight, the Kings lose tonight, and Dallas wins, well, then you have those three teams with 25 losses. Phoenix, who's idle tonight, would then move up to fifth at 34-24. I think you can say goodbye to the Jazz and the Rockets. I just don't see it happening. I think your 10 teams currently, 1 through 10, are going to be in at least the play-in. The order could change a little bit. You know, I could still see the Clippers, Denver. I could see OKC, Minnesota. I could see all four of those teams being the number one seed. I think New Orleans, Phoenix, Sacramento, and Dallas are going to fight it out for 5 and 6. Would not rule out the Warriors. But I do think that the Lakers at 31-28, they're 4 up on Utah, who's in 11th. I think that's a big enough cushion with the season coming down to the stretch drive. That's how I see it. All right, again, hit me up. What do you want to talk about before Ryan starts the pregame show over on YouTube, on my YouTube channel, if you don't like that? All right, NFL news. A lot of talk about what will the Chicago Bears do, all right? Where's Caleb Williams going to go? Is he going to be number one, all right? What's going to happen with the Bears? Are they going to make the move? Are they going to trade Justin Fields? The fact that they're having this conversation with 3 years into his career pretty much tells me what they're going to do. That's how I look at it, but we'll see, all right? Again. Do I think the Bears are going to trade the number one pick? I think it would have to blow them off the floor. That's what I think. And then you got the running backs. All right. You're going to see a lot of running backs on the move this year because teams are not paying running backs. They're just not. We see it, right? We see it. I think you're going to see a lot of top flight running backs wearing different uniforms next year. All right, again, what do you want to talk about? NBA, you want to talk Kings, you want to talk NFL, raise your hand, and we will do it. Anything else going on in the world of sports? Also, this is an open forum Wednesday. So if you want to go and talk about anything else, I'd like to talk about something. Where will Richard Sherman be promoted to this year on the networks? Where's he going to be promoted to? All right? I mean, if you look at what happened to him in 2022, okay, and you go read that bizarre story and all the misdemeanor charges and everything else, okay, you saw what happened to him a couple of days ago, right? Talking about Richard Sherman. I mean, a suspected DUI. So you know what's going to happen. He's going to be promoted now, right? He's going to be promoted. Isn't that the way it's been working lately? Do something really stupid, break the law, get promoted. He was pulled over just before 2 a.m. on Saturday, going 79 and a 60, all right? According to the Washington State Patrol, his eyes were bloodshot and watery. He smelled of intoxicants, I should say, and he declined to take a breath test. He admitted to having 2 margaritas, and he's out on, I shouldn't say he's out, he's $5,000 bail, all right? But again, Who's going to hire him now? You know what's going to happen. In 2022, he pleaded guilty in Seattle to two misdemeanor charges. That came from a drunken driving and domestic disturbance the year before. He also admitted to a criminal infraction of speeding in a roadway construction zone. Unbelievable. You know, listen, I'm all for second chances. I really am. I'm a big believer in that. Okay? You know, if you are driving under the influence, and thank goodness you don't hurt anyone by your actions. Okay. I'm okay with that. And what I mean, I'm okay with that. I don't think you should lose your job. You know, I don't think you should be canceled. You know, I don't think you should have your life, again, derailed. Yes, I do think you should be punished. Obviously, you need to go through the protocol of the state that you're living in, rehab, everything, whatever. Yes, that's part of the punishment, the fines, everything else. I'm all for that. Okay. And I am not for that individual being canceled. But, and again, he's not been proven guilty yet. So I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt, just like I think we should always give people the benefit of the doubt. But if he was, again, driving under the influence, then that's it. Bye-bye. All right. I don't want to watch you on TV. Well, I don't watch him on TV anyway, but I don't want to watch him on Thursday nights. And I guess he's also on with Skip Bayless, right? On his show on Fox Sports 1 sometimes. That's enough. Okay? That's enough. In my opinion. Once, I'm okay. Twice? No. You drive under the influence once? Fine. As long as you don't take anybody's life, you don't hurt anybody, you weren't involved in an accident. Okay, I got you. And the reason why I say that, you know, I would wager that the vast majority of adults, at least one time in their life, were driving when they shouldn't have been. And driving under the influence doesn't just mean under the influence of alcohol. All right? Maybe you were driving home from a medical procedure where you were given a drug that would have been considered under the law, driving under the influence, but you drove home anyway. Or you were driving under the influence of alcohol, all right? I would wager that most of us have done that before at least once, okay, but weren't caught.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Stress. We all have it to a degree, big, small, but I think you can agree we all carry around different stressors. Most of you know what I've gone through the last 4 years, complete career change, moving across the country, filing a lawsuit, being in the news often, dealing with all of that, trust me, has not been easy. And if you keep things bottled up, it can really have a negative impact on your life. Therapy is a safe space. You get things off your chest. You can figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills. You can set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. And you know what, folks? It's not just for those who have experienced major trauma. Hey, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online, it's easy, convenient, flexible, and it's suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. Switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/grant today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/grant.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm not saying cancel Richard Sherman because of what happened in 2022. Although what happened to him was very, what he did was very alarming to me. If these allegations are true, if he is found guilty of driving under the influence, then, you know, I'm sorry, I don't want to see him on Thursday Night Football. And, you know, go get your life in order. All right. That would be more important to me than talking about the National Football League. All right. So I wanted to throw that in here on an open forum Wednesday. Hard to believe we're getting ready to turn the calendar on March, which means, yeah, we'll be talking March Madness for sure. We'll be talking about college basketball, which we don't really do a lot of here. But I think when the tournament starts, it's always fun. And I'm into it. I don't watch a lot of college basketball during the season because, quite frankly, I find it to be rather boring. I really do. It's rather boring. I don't like the way – when I mean boring, I think the game is not played very well. You know? I just don't. I just – the quality of play to me has really – I guess – the one and done has changed it a lot, but the way the game is played, and it just seems to me that the quality of play is really, I guess, it's not good, in my opinion. All right? It's not good. All right, again, what do you want to talk about? Raise your hand. You can also talk about Cheryl Swopes, who thinks that black people can't be racist, all right, in her remarks about the outstanding women's college basketball player, Caitlin Clark. Really? Black people can't be racist? But the legendary WNBA player, Cheryl Swoops? Like, what world is she living in? Are you kidding me? She was on Gilbert Arenas' podcast, which, you know, that tells you all you need to know right there. And was criticized for her comments about Caitlin Clark. And she said on the podcast, quote, for people to come at me and say that I made those comments because I'm a racist. First of all, black people can't be racist. But that's the farthest thing from my mind. Really? Black people can't be racist? Like, is Cheryl Swoops, like, does she need to, like, take a class on, I mean, are you kidding me? It's unbelievable. But, you know, 2024, nothing surprises me anymore about what people think they can and cannot say. Black people can't be racist? Are we really going down that road? Anyone can be racist. Not just white people, black people, all ethnicities, okay? Amazing to me. Amazing. All right, again, what do you want to talk about? All right, I'm going to go until the bottom of the hour if you want. If you have phone calls, I'll go to the bottom of the hour because Ryan's going to take it off from there at 5:30 on my YouTube channel. If you don't like that, Kings Nuggets tonight, and Sacramento will be shorthanded without De'Aaron Fox, and that is not a good recipe for success going against the defending world champs, who have you've already beat three times tonight. Three times this year, I should say. Final meeting of the year. And you better believe that the Denver Nuggets are going to be ready to roll fully healthy. So Kings are going to have their hands full tonight. You know, if they can win just one of these two games, that'd be a great, great road trip because up next is Minnesota. By the way, Minnesota is playing tonight at home against Memphis. So you got to figure they're going to win that game. Minnesota's the real deal. They really are. They're good. And guess what? One of their home losses this year is to Sacramento. So it's not like the Kings can't go in there and win, but they better have De'Aaron Fox if they're going to go into Minnesota and win. The Indiana Pacers are rolling over the Pelicans currently. They are blowing them out at 44-24 with a minute gone by in the second quarter. The Mavericks lead the Raptors 48-41. And you ready for this score? The Minnesota Timberwolves are being shut out with 3 minutes gone by to the lowly Memphis Grizzlies. The score is 10-0. By the way, Karl Anthony Towns is playing in this game. It's now 12-0 after missing the Spurs game out for personal reasons. How about that? Wow. Edwards, Conley, Towns, Gobert, McDaniels, you're starting five for Minnesota. 3 minutes have been played in that opening quarter, and the Memphis Grizzlies are on top by the score of 12-0. How about that? Anyone think Minnesota's going to score in this game? What do you think? Uh-oh, 14-0. Jaren Jackson Jr. with a driving layup. 14-0 in favor of the Memphis Grizzlies. Let's get to John. John, do you think Minnesota's going to score in this game?
No way. No way, Grant. I think it's going to be 140-0 if you do the math.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, Minnesota just scored while you were talking.
Oh,
they scored
did.
Carl Anthony Towns made a three-pointer, so they will not be shut out.
Okay, 140-3.
There you go, buddy. What's going on?
Yeah. Hey, man. Early in games, you know, we say it all the time. People, you know, think teams need to come out hot. Well, it is so often in first quarters that a team's down by 8 or 10 or 12 points. And then 5 minutes later, it's a two-point game. You know, early in games,
yep,
it doesn't mean all that much. I'd still expect Minnesota to come back and win by – what are they down by now? 9? I still expect them to win by
14-3.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, 11? All right.
Yep.
As for the Kings, you know, tonight this is going to be – this is one tall order, no question about it. But, man, this season has been so up and down and so strange, sort of. I mean, I could look at the last – last couple games. Hey, I thought, you know, we were going into the Clipper game and I thought, well, the Clippers are going to get us. I hope we play, well. We're not embarrassed. And we played very, very well. And we're far from embarrassed. And I didn't expect that. Kings to lose by a few. Now going into Miami, they're undermanned. And I thought, okay, Kings are going to win this. I don't think they're going to win by 30, but I think they're going to win by 10. And they didn't even play well at all. So you just never know what's going to go on with this team, in
no,
Sacramento.
You don't.
But not having
here's what you do know, John. John, here's what you do know. The Kings are going to have very good wins and they're going to have really bad losses. That's what you know. That's exactly what you know about this team. Because this team has not shown any ability throughout this season as we head into March of being consistent. And they're not all of a sudden just going to start being consistent. They are who they are.
Oh, I fully agree. The only consistent thing about this team is inconsistency. That's why when you have a game like this, you just don't really know. You know, it makes me wonder who's going to start. I assume Monk is probably going to come off the bench because that's where coach wants him.
Yeah.
And he does extremely well coming off the bench. You know, if he were a starter, if he were on any other team in the league, or maybe not any other team, 25 other teams in the league, he probably would be a starter.
But you know what, John? It doesn't really matter who starts, John. He's on the floor at the end of games. That's what's important.
I wholeheartedly agree. You know, we've had that conversation many times since 2002. Come on. Brett Miller versus Vlade. I mean, we've had that too many times. And that's, you know, I'm not right. You're not right. It's subjective. That's all subjective is all it is. And that's why we talk about it. That's why we find out. But I just don't know what I'm going to see tonight. You know, like I say, I assume we're going to get beat by 10 or more. But while I say that, my last two predictions were a little off. I got the scores close, but the predictions were a little off. And
I'll be shocked if the Kings win tonight. I will be absolutely shocked. You know, the fact that they beat Denver three times, although Jamal Murray did not play in two of those games. I know that Denver make up their defending champs. I know Michael Malone. Yeah. I'm just telling you, I will be very surprised if the Denver Nuggets do not play an A game tonight. Matter of fact, I will be shocked if the Denver Nuggets do not play an A game tonight. I think the Nuggets are going to win this game tonight and win it easily. I really do. Now, I've been wrong with a lot of my predictions. I thought the Kings were going to beat Miami easily, and they lost. So I'm like you, John. You know, I'm not right all the time. That's for sure.
I hear you, Grant. I hear you. But, hey, that's why we play him, right? That's what we always say. That's why we play him. Hopefully – you know, without Fox on the court tonight, you know, I obviously don't expect us to win. I hope we don't get blown out, but I hope we show up well enough to not make it an embarrassment. And
we'll see, buddy.
And that said, who knows what's going to happen? We shall see. Grant, have a great rest of the week. And let's try and light the beam. And hey, Timberwolves are going to be just as hard a game as this one, with or without Fox, because those guys are on fire. What's the score now, by the way? That in front of you?
You know what? I'm not on it anymore, so I don't know.
Yeah, I walked away too. All right, buddy. Thanks for taking the call, and we'll talk soon.
All right, take care. It's now a 17-7. I just looked it up. All right, let's get to Patrick. Patrick, how are you?
Hey, Grant, how you doing?
Good, Patrick.
I won't keep you on long, but I don't mean to shift everything to the East Coast here, but I almost think the Knicks are always in the same situation as the Kings. Because right now, the way it's looking with all their injuries, you don't want them to be in a play-in either, because they'll either have to play the Celtics or the Bucks in the first round.
Yep.
After they have to like win two games to get in there in the first place.
Good point. Yep.
Yeah,
the Knicks are probably in the same situation because of their injuries. That might very well be the case.
Yeah. I mean, at first they're saying 2 to 3 weeks for Ginobili. And, you know, Randall, you knew it was going to be a while. But now he's going to be out at least another 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's not good.
Ginobili. And then Brunson was out last night. Brunson was out last night, and he would never bow out of a game. I mean, so unless he was really hurt. So he has the next fast.
Yeah, I could see them definitely falling behind Miami and Philadelphia. And, you know, they better be careful because, you know, Orlando and Indiana are only two games back in a loss column. So I'm with you. They're in all likelihood going to be a 7, 8, 9, or 10 seed only because of the injuries. You know, no question about it.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. I don't fear the 76ers too much because, they, you know, unless Embiid comes back before the
here's the other thing, Patrick. I don't think Milwaukee's going to be a 2 seed. I think Cleveland's going to be the 2 seed. So
right.
Seven will play 2. Obviously, you don't want to play Boston. I think as long as you don't have to play Boston in the first round, I think if the Knicks are healthy, the Knicks will give anyone other than Boston a really good series.
Oh, definitely. And if I can just make one other point about the Knicks play the other day, I know they've been decimated, but the only thing that's frustrating about the Knicks is that they're reverting back to letting the I got to slow down here. The 3 points, they're getting outshot again, and that was always a big problem with the Knicks on the Thibodeau.
Yep.
They play a lot of zone. They don't play a lot of man-to-man.
Yep.
I mean, there was the game the other day, Tane was left wide open.
I saw it. But I also, can't do it. I know you can't do it. I know.
Who else are you going to double team except for Brown? I mean, that was ridiculous leaving him open. I mean, I know they got hot, but it was a little discouraging with the defense. I mean, the offensive rebounding is very good, but when it comes to defensive rebounding, the Knicks don't have it. I mean, for weeks now. So that's the only thing.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. Hey, have a good night. Hey, thanks.
Well, you know, you're without Randall. So, I mean, that's going to affect your rebounding. That's going to affect your play down low. The Knicks right now, as you said, they're decimated by injuries. So I can't really judge the Knicks too much based on what's going on right now because of their injuries. All right. Now, remember, in about 4 minutes, Ryan's going to start the show over on YouTube. If you don't like that, then I will be with Jerry and Ryan at halftime. Ryan and me will be on a post-game show with the Kings and the Nuggets. I think it's going to be an ugly game tonight. I'm making that prediction before the game starts. I don't see it. I really don't. I think the Denver Nuggets are going to come out and they are going to stomp on the Kings tonight. No De'Aaron Fox. So I've been wrong a lot this year. I've been wrong a lot. Maybe I'll be wrong again, but that game's going to start in a little more than 30 minutes. So don't forget about all of the programming. And then don't forget about tomorrow at 4:00, Jerry Reynolds will be coming on the YouTube channel if you don't like that. I also want to put this out there. I mentioned this during my open forum show on YouTube yesterday. If you are interested in sponsoring the shows that we do over on YouTube, just drop me an email, gnapier@aol.com. That's gnapier@aol.com. Also, right before I came on today, I was texting Scott Pollard, who is still at the Vanderbilt Medical Center after his heart transplant surgery a week ago Friday. And he said all signals are a go for getting out of the hospital tomorrow. So he is going to be released tomorrow. He will then go across the street to an apartment that they are renting for 6 weeks or so because he needs to stay there right near the facility to continue to do rehabilitation, physical therapy, and You also have to be close to the hospital in case something goes awry. But the good news is, again, I just talked to Scott a little while ago, and he told me he's getting released tomorrow unless something were to happen tonight, unforeseen. But everything's good. He said his legs are sore because he due to the inactivity, but that will be short term. He's walking without a walker. He's doing really well. And again, still has a big road ahead of him. But tomorrow's a big first step. Big first step to get out of the hospital and go into a normal environment. And praying for the man and his family. So that's the latest news coming from Nashville. All right. Don't forget, 2 minutes, Ryan and Sacktown on If You Don't Like That, Jerry Reynolds on Halftime and Postgame Show. Thank you, everyone. We'll talk to you soon. Don't forget tomorrow, 4 o'clock, Jerry Reynolds. All right. Bye-bye now.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.